Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, let's head out to New York right now. Life and Style Weekly. It's like a holiday over in those offices right now. I don't mean holiday as in the offices are deserted, as in, like, this is one of the biggest things that could happen. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie engaged, events editor Juliet Eason. Give me the details, please.
It really is like Christmas for us over here at Life and Style, I have to say. I mean, this is literally the story that everyone has been waiting for pretty much since Brad and Angie got together. And as you know, there's been speculation for years at this point, and it always gets shot down. But we actually have the first official confirmation that Brangelina are going to be headed down the aisle.
Are you surprised at all by this? Because they were so steadfast in denying it, and they seem very happy and content in their former, I guess, now relationship status.
It's funny because you may know that Brad and Angelina have always said they wouldn't get married until everyone was legally allowed to get married. But Brad actually just gave quotes recently saying that now that the kids are older, they're starting to realize that their parents aren't married, and they keep asking them why they're not married. And so he said, "I don't think we're going to be able to hold out. It means so much to my kids, and they ask a lot." He's sort of planted that idea that maybe they weren't going to always stick to that. And Angelina went out wearing what looked like an engagement ring yesterday in L.A., and so that's where the speculation started. And then the man who designed her ring, who is a friend and jewelry designer, Robert Prokop, confirmed that it is an engagement ring. His team confirmed that they are, in fact, engaged.
Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie engaged. It hasn't been the smoothest ride for the couple. It never is in Hollywood, but lately they've been doing very well, right?
They have. I mean, obviously they have their brood of six kids. Their movies are doing super well. They're rebuilding this huge chateau in France. Life seems pretty good for them. One of the rumors that's been circulating for a while is that they have actually been redoing the chapel on their property in France so that they can have their wedding there. And one of the reasons that would be such a good choice for them is because it's obviously very private, because it's on private property.
Juliet, can you even wrap your head at this moment around how big that wedding will be, though?
Huge. Probably, honestly, bigger than Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Come on.
I mean it. At least for the gossip world, absolutely.
As happy as this story is, and as happy as I am for Brad and Angelina both, you can't talk about this story without quickly also mentioning Jennifer Aniston. Are you guys counting down the minutes until some type of story, counter story, breaks regarding her?
Well, it's funny because on the current Life and Style cover, it's a baby joy and drama as the headline, and Jennifer Aniston is front and center there because she really is getting ready to have a baby. So in some ways, this is almost stealing her thunder. For Brad and Angelina to announce just days after Jen sort of made it known that she's ready to have kids, we're getting married, it's almost like you wonder about the timing on that one.
Yeah, well, again, Jen on the latest cover of Life and Style Weekly, but this, of course, is the big story, and Brad and Angelina are going to be on all the covers, I would imagine, including Life and Style Weekly next week. Again, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are engaged. Life and Style Weekly, breaking the news. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend talking about Brad and Angelina.
You too.